This talk is from the 3rd Annual Illinois Catholic Prayer Breakfast, held April 30th, 2010 in Chicago. For more information, go to www.illinoiscatholicprayerbreakfast.com. For more talks by excellent Catholic speakers, go to greatcatholichomilies.com.
Your Excellency Bishop Corleone, Reverend Fathers, religious sisters and brothers, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as you may know, Pope Benedict XVI has appointed me to serve as the 9th Bishop of Springfield in Illinois. As the day of my installation mass, I have chosen June 22nd, the feast of the English martyrs, Saints Thomas More and John Fisher. This day is appropriate because Saint John Fisher was a bishop, while Saint Thomas More is a special patron saint for me, not only because I am named Thomas, and I served as a chancellor, as Thomas More did, but also because Thomas More is the patron saint of lawyers and politicians. I think his intercession will be vitally needed in my pastoral ministry as shepherd of our state capital. My favorite movie of all time is A Man for All Seasons, about the life of St. Thomas More. In the screenplay written by Robert Bolt, there is a very poignant scene towards the end of the story of the trial of Thomas More, who was charged with high treason for his refusal to sign the Act of Supremacy, making Henry VIII the head of the Church of England. Sir Richard Rich has just perjured himself on the witness stand by giving false testimony by which More would surely be convicted. Before Sir Richard leaves the witness stand, More says, "I have one question to ask the witness. That's a chain of office you're wearing. May I see it?" Rich allows More to examine the medallion, whereupon More says, "The Red Dragon." More then asks Cromwell, who is conducting the trial, "What's this?" Cromwell answers, "Sir Richard is appointed Attorney General of Wales." More, we are told, looks into Rich's face with pain and amusement and asks, "For Wales? Why, Richard, it profits a man nothing to give his soul for the whole world, but for Wales?" Unfortunately, we live in a time when many other politicians are quite willing to give their souls for even less than Wales. As we gather for this holy sacrifice of the Mass preceding the Illinois Catholic Prayer Breakfast, we pray for the intercession of Saints Thomas More and Bishop John Fisher, that politicians and all government officials may follow their courageous example of faithful adherence to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Today's Mass is celebrated as a memorial of Pope St. Pius V, who lived during the time of Saints Thomas More and Bishop John Fisher. The pontificate of Pope Pius V was one of the most glorious of the 16th century. He enforced the decrees of the Council of Trent, published the Roman Catechism, and revised the Missal and Breviary. We pray for his intercession as well. Our liturgy today also continues the celebration of the Easter season. Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells us of the life of the early Christian community. Then, as now, courtroom trials depended on the testimony of courtroom witnesses. Conviction or acquittal can depend on what a person has experienced and how credibly the person expresses that experience to a judge or jury. If we expect people to believe in the resurrection of Jesus, there have to be credible witnesses. St. Paul cites the companions of Jesus as witnesses to the resurrection. He passes on their testimony as well as their own. We are called to bear witness to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus shows us how to live by his example of selfless sacrifice. He teaches us the truth about God, about ourselves, and about the world. He gives us eternal life through faith and the living of our sacramental life. Everything we say and do should convince people of the gospel message. The Eucharist we are about to receive fills us with the presence of Christ, so that we may be credible witnesses to the good news of eternal life with our risen Lord. May God give us this grace. Amen.
This talk was from the 3rd Annual Illinois Catholic Prayer Breakfast. For more information, go to www.IllinoisCatholicPrayerBreakfast.com. For more talks by excellent Catholic speakers, go to GreatCatholicHomilies.com.